Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God Almighty have made, and we, his children, the saints of the Most High God, will be glad in it. For everything that we need, he has provided for this day. We thank him especially for his wisdom and protection and all the provisions. Thank you for his love, his mercy, and his kindness this morning. His protection, yes, God. Hallelujah. Well, this is Pastor Margaret Lee saying, a good God bless you. And we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called pray, and prayer is first and foremost. It's been a busy week, a trying week, a week for those who need comforting. So much has happened in just 1 week. Oh, my God. But in spite of it all, God, our God, is good. Yes, he is. In spite of everything, we pray for our brothers and sisters over in Alabama and in South Georgia and all up the East Coast and the Midwest. Oh, my God. So much is going on. And we pray for the peace, the shalom of the Almighty God. Thank him for comforting, touching hearts, that we who have not been touched by it will stretch out our hands of love and mercy to not only pray, but pray and meet needs, hallelujah, with our resources that God has made available that we can help others. Remember, prayer, we need it, we have to. But we are also the extended hand of God, oh glory, and we can reach out from our resources to offer help. Little becomes much when we place it in the master's hand. A smile, a hug, you know much it means to someone in need. And we're not to allow them to feel bad because they're in need. We're to do it reflecting the love of the Almighty God. And we thank God for the resources to be able to help in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Well, my brothers and my sisters and my sisters and my brothers and the servants of the Most High God, I woke up this morning. And you know, we always read our scripture and we always pray. But this scripture, these words came to me along with some other words, and I will share. But we're going to read the scripture and then we're going to pray. Hallelujah. Psalms 37. Ha! Glory to God. He said, trust in the Lord. Ha! A song of David. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green earth. Trust in the Lord and do good. Verily, thou shalt be fed. I'm sorry, let me go, too excited. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Hallelujah. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord.
trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently, God. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Trust in the Lord. Glory be to God. And remember, there is nothing too hard for our God. Even in the hand, the enemy may have a device, even in their hand, to do wrong, to do evil. Oh, but watch how God turn it around, and there's nothing that can be done about it. But you too cannot be doing evil to someone else. Your hands have to be clean. Your hands must be clean. Hallelujah. It says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Say, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Hallelujah. And don't brag and boast about what's going to happen. Just rest in the Lord. Just delight thyself in the Lord. Just trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust in him. Knowing who you're trusting in, the Almighty God, the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Bless his wonderful name. Bless his name. Nothing is too hard for him. So rest, knowing that God got it. Hallelujah. Now listen, Psalms 1. And you know we read Psalms 1. Now that was Psalms 37. 1 through 8. Remember, Psalms 37, 1 through 8. And we are now reading Psalms 1, blessings on the godly. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Oh, my God. Now sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but like the chaff which the wind driveth away. My brothers and my sisters, we can take counsel from the ungodly, and they can show us some things that we can do, and we can minimize and rationalize. But God's way is the only way to achieve success. Righteousness is the way. Taking counsel from the ungodly, the scheming, beating, conniving, greed, it's not going to end right. It looks good.
They're driving wonderful cars home. But it does, but that way leads to destruction. Let me just go on in Psalms 1. Listen. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. My brothers and my sisters and my brothers, children of the Most High God, blessed, happy is he who does it God's way, who get counsel, righteous counsel. And you can find it, you can't find a human being in the written word of the living God. Hallelujah. There is a question. If there is a question, trust me, there is an answer. Now, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Can't let it go. Can't let it go. Can't let it go. God said to King Saul, I'm sorry, Solomon, in 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. Hear us even in 2019. This applies to us in 2019. For our God change not, and his word is true and honorable. He said, if I shut, listen. He said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Nothing else needs to be said. This is what we need to do. And watch what will happen in the land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our God is God. His word is true. He is true. What he said, it is so. And he means it. And it will come to pass. It will come to pass. No matter what. Oh, there's so much I wish I could share. A year ago, I was in bed, not well. I had my Bibles I was going to read and everything. And a word came to me. Well, two words, the quickening. And the quickening. What in the world? I was preparing for studying really for a message. The quickening. And that has put me on a journey of study. And I have, oh my goodness, so much has been unfold. And not talking about the acceleration of time, but talking about the birth pain, the quickening, the birth pain, the sign of the end, the sign that, oh my God, God gives his people signs. And we ignore the sign. 21, 22. Oh my God, just filled, just so full of all, just Matthew's. Just start at the 19th and just keep on going. And then stop and do your cross reference. And it will just set you in a new place. And it will cause you to honor and respect the written word even more. And appreciate the love that God has for us. Father, let us pray. Father, it is in the matchless name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, we come. Blessing your most holy name, Father. Thanking you for your mercy. Thanking you for your grace. Thanking you for your love. Thanking you for your protection. Thanking you for your covering, Almighty God. Thanking you for being a very present help in the times of trouble. Thank you for comforting those who are mourning. Thanking you for mending broken hearts. Thanking you, Almighty God, for being our protector, our provider, the God that's more than enough. You are the breathing one. You're the God that heal your people. We thank you for it, Almighty God. You are the judge. You're the jury. Hallelujah. You set things in order. You open doors that no man can shut. And you shut doors, Almighty God, that no man can open. You cleanse, you purify, Almighty God. You order our steps. You bring light in darkness. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We come. That we, our eyes look up to thee. There is none other that we have but thee, Almighty God. You and your Lord, Almighty God, our very present help. And Father, we thank you. Our eyes look up to you, our help. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer, hallelujah, our Father, our God, our Lord, our Master, and our King, hallelujah, hallelujah, great and awesome God, great and awesome God, hallelujah, we give you glory, we bless your name this morning, we bow our heads and bend our knees, and bless your name. Hallelujah. Yes, we bow our head and we bend our knees before your great King. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't understand everything, Almighty God, but we know that you do. We know that we can rest in you. Oh, God, when the waves and the wind blow, Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God, in the midst of it, you bring shalom. And we thank you because we know in the midst of it, you are there. And we thank you, great God Almighty. Oh, God, the earth is rocking and reeling. Oh, things are not just happening in these United States. Things are happening all over, Almighty God, this earth. That we ask, hallelujah, glory be to your name for your mercy. We know if it's your judgment, God, that you have a right, hallelujah, and you're righteous and holy in all your ways. But we ask that you temper it with mercy, Almighty God. Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. Open our eyes that we may see. Give us a boldness, Almighty God, that we will walk strong in this earth for thee. Glory, hallelujah, that we'll seek your face to please you and you alone, Almighty God. Build us up a mighty army, Almighty God. children of the Most High God that look like their God, that walk in this earth with power, hearts, but Father, won't compromise, won't back up, Almighty God, not trying to look a certain way, but wanting to be like you, Almighty God, an imitator of you, Almighty God, in this earth. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. It's not about show. It's not about fanfare. It's about the Spirit of the living God dwelling in us. Hallelujah. Glory moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's sackcloth time. It's time for the women to wail and women to go forth out of the Yoseka, out of Zion and in the Yoseka. Oh, let it yet be heard and in the Yoseka. It's time for the mothers to teach it and in the Yoseka and in the Yoseka and in the Yomasuria. It's time for the preachers to preach it and in the Yoseka and in the Yapasaka. It's time for the prophet to open his mouth and her mouth wide. Filled with words of the Almighty God. It's time for the watchmen on the wall to stay alert. And eyes are sharp and clear. Glory, hallelujah. It's time for the apostles to call and establish. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you for healing. Oh, we thank you, Almighty God, that we live in divine healing. Closing every door that would open an opportunity for sickness and disease to be comfortable and rest and abide in a holy temple. So we are the living stones. Let the fire of the Almighty God burn every sickness and disease off of your people everywhere. Hallelujah. Burn fear and doubt in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the Son of the Living God. We bless you and we honor you, Almighty God. We thank you for meeting every need. We thank you for your shalom. We thank you for providing every word that is needed of us. We thank you for the wisdom of your word that opens eyes and clear up the obstructive ears and soften the hardened heart. Almighty God, Almighty God, we thank you for confidence in you, trust in you, hope in you, believing in you. Oh God, thank you. Thank you for sharpening our spirit. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah, Almighty God. Thank you for strengthening us in our faith, our confidence in you. Glory, hallelujah. Bless your name so much, so God, that we can influence and impact others to give you glory in this earth. Glory, glory. Not building empires for our name, but for your glory, according to your will and according to your way. Holy God, bless Oh, cover our children, Almighty God. All over this earth, keep them safe, Almighty God. Oh, help, Almighty God. Rescue, Almighty God. Oh, God, oh, God. You see, God, and you know all things. You see what's happening, God. Cease, Almighty God. All this robbery and killing, cease, Almighty God. Cease. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, send forth your angels, oh mighty God. Send forth your angels. Send us help from the sanctuary. Glory be to your name. Send the help, oh mighty God. Thank you for the help. Glory be to your name. Thank you for the help. Thank you for your warring angels. Glory, hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. We know that you're our battle axe and you fight for us. You are our defender and we thank you, God. Glory be to your name. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory. Thank you for saving. Oh, God, thank you for saving. Thank you for salvation coming into the lives of those who are yet to come in. Thank you, God. Thank you for giving us all words to speak to the lost. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Fill our mouths with words, Almighty God. For your glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you that you're reminding us that we can declare a thing and the sun shall shine upon it. Almighty God, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, we can pray from the high place. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We can declare it. Hallelujah. And it is so. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Ramasaka. There may not be peace in the land, but your people are secured. Fire, basana, glory, hallelujah. There may be wound in the land, but your people are fed and satisfied. Hamako, shamarayel, omosonada, rebisiko. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but it is the Lord God himself that delivers us out of them all. So we thank you, God. Ramasana. Oh, we give you glory and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Glory, glory. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We're going to our closing scriptures. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, that God, Ancient of Days. Oh, hallelujah. The great creator, hallelujah. The giver and the receiver of life, hallelujah. Jude 25 says, and 24, now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. This is Pastor Lee. I thank God for you, and I pray that the words that have been spoken this day have been encouragement to you.
Remember, you can come and worship with us every Sunday at 3 o'clock at Gathering the Harvest, Gospel Ministry International, 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30311. Again, this is Pastor Lee. God bless you. Have a marvelous day in Jesus. Fret not and rest in it. Trust it. We love you.